This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Another busy hour of conversation and thought-provoking discussion on the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen as well. Jennifer is gonzo for the day, but I predict she will be back tomorrow. All right, so we have, when I say a busy hour, got some food news, television news, connection between the American Legion and veterans. I want to talk about that later on. In the hour, sports news. Let's start with the newest Miss USA, who wants to spend her reign promoting stem cell. I don't know. I was thinking it's the stem cell research, but it's science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Yeah, they call them the STEM fields.
Yeah, she's created a science program, Victoria. She wants to use her Miss USA time to encourage youngsters, especially women, young women, to go into science. I think that's happening already. Don't you? Do you have a lot of friends who are, I've noticed that a lot of the people who are getting, there are more women doing doctoral theses, is that the right word, than there are men.
Yes.
There are more women engaged in getting PhDs than are men. And I think that's, I should have asked Jack that. Let's remember, Kara, what are you going to, let's find out from Jack if he knows. Whether nor, my understanding is more women are trying to get to become medical doctors as well.
Well, and we just remember, was it a month or two ago, we talked about that new study that patients of female doctors live longer on average by like 7 years or something. So there should be more
female
doctors.
Sold American! Yes, right.
But anyway, I do think that there, I think there's more, I don't know necessarily that we have more women in those fields right now. I think there's more awareness about it.
Yes.
And I think there's the younger generation now.
I think it's
now,
both of those things, Victoria. Actually.
Yeah, and I think the younger generation now, like girls who are, you know, preteen and teens, are much more exposed to things like computer coding and a lot of the STEM fields and things like that. So I think that once they graduate from graduate school, whether it's medical school or engineering, PhDs or whatever, I think we will see the next generation, there will be more women in those fields. So,
good.
And that's, you know, I mean, statistically, it's better for the economy. There is irrefutable evidence that it is better for any country's economy when women are more involved in the workforce. It is what it is. So I think that we absolutely have to encourage girls to go into these types of programs where, you know, I remember when I was in college, a good friend of mine was at, I forget which engineering school, but it was a very tough engineering program.
Yeah.
She was one of two girls in most of her classes. So hopefully that will change.
Yep. Well, this, I guess kudos to then Miss McCullough, Kara McCullough, who's the one who won the Miss USA.
Yeah.
Of course, the news media has to take a shot at Donald Trump, who used to own the pageant by suggesting.
Oh, that's right. He used to own that. That's right.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
He sold a couple of years ago, and the new owners have sort of tried to rebrand the pageant to make
that's
it more
right.
about. You're more than just a pretty face.
And I think they took away the swimsuit competition, and they made it an athletic wear.
Yeah.
Competition instead, so it's not just like a, you know, traditional.
Well, last year's
type.
Winner was in the Army Reserve.
She was wonderful. My parents and I watched this pageant on Sunday night, which I never normally do, but my mom had it on.
Yeah.
And they did a profile on last year's Miss USA, and she was the first, I think, active military member to ever win. And she is so poised and beautiful and just, she was really someone that you would want representing America.
Yeah.
And this new girl seems very much on par, so good for the organization.
Congratulations to her. So how do we get people like that? And then on the other side, we have this, there are two things that caught my eye today, and I find them both distressing, distracting, disturbing. There's a new, whether you know it or not, the people who have anti-Semitic, sort of neo-Nazi skinhead tendencies have their own daily newspaper.
Oh, boy.
The Daily Stormer has been published for the past 4 or 5 years to cater to the quote-unquote needs of the neo-Nazis. So now they've branched out, and they are starting this week an Hispanic version of their anti-Semitic garbage. So that's what you need.
You mean anti-Hispanic?
No, for Hispanics who are anti-Semitic.
Oh, boy.
This is Hispanic skinhead time.
Oh.
The Daily Stormer in Spanish.
I see now. I now understand what you meant. How do we have so much progress in one end and then
right.
the other? It's this.
Right. Well, here's this other book. There's a. We probably should get into this in the TV report. Let me save this for the TV report. This 13 Reasons Why that's on Netflix. I'm going to talk about that in a second. But first,
oh, okay, good. I saw that.
The Saudi women. To sort of follow up on, I like to connect things together. And what you were just saying brought me back around to thinking about something that I saw with regard to women in Saudi Arabia who have lacked, shall we say, let's put it nicely, they are lacking in certain freedoms that most of the rest of the women in the world have. But now, apparently, they are getting some new rights. Not that they're getting them easily. Mm. This is a tough place, and why they are our friends and nobody talks about what goes on over there is beyond me. Man, have they done a great job of managing how they are marketed, Saudi Arabia and the family. So women were able to run and vote in municipal elections for the first time in 2015, something that we got here in our country in the 1920s. But that even boggles your mind when you think, huh, how come women couldn't vote? Black people couldn't vote. They're just white men, that's it. And you had to have money to vote. Anyway, women can potentially go to the hospital or appear in court now without men. Can you imagine living in a society like that?
You can't even go to the hospital.
Without a man.
Well, actually, never mind. I just realized why you can't go to the hospital alone.
Well, yeah, if something happens to you because of a man.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and he doesn't want you to
sickening.
Go to the hospital.
And report it. Oh, that's sickening.
Okay, that's enough of that.
We
had enough.
Let's
get to.
We're lucky that we live here.
Yeah, we're lucky. You don't know how many. That's another reason to present those things for those of you who moan and bitch and complain. What a horrible place. We have horrible people, horrible leadership, horrible this, horrible that. You have no clue what it's like to live in Africa or in many of the places in the Middle East or, for that matter, in Southeast Asia. Where women are, look at the women who were sold on the sex slave market from Laos and Cambodia and Vietnam. Yeah, you think things are tough here? You don't know what it's like unless you, I mean, in comparison. But that's, you look at some of these other things and wonder how some of this craziness starts. All right, so I want to speak to that in a moment. This is a new series, 13 Reasons Why, whatever you know about it. But what I know about it doesn't turn me on. I'm sort of surprised that it's getting airing. We'll talk about it in a moment. You're quarter past the hour.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college. For their child to do well, and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
When you need it, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
and an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold-Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold-Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold-Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. All right, let's get to a 16 and change after the hour now, the TV report, with the first focus on this show, 13 Reasons Why. I had no idea this existed, and so as a result of this series, based on a book about this young woman who committed suicide, and there were 13 reasons why she did it, and there's an episode for each one of them, one of the school districts in Colorado has ordered librarians to take the book out of circulation, because they say it romanticizes suicide. Now, both of you are familiar with this show. I am not. So I will leave it to you to explain what it's about and why we ought to avoid it, or should we avoid it?
I don't think it should be avoided at all. I have a friend who is a high school teacher here in New York City, and she said that parents were even encouraging kids to read about it, read the book, and then have, you know, discussion circles to talk about it.
So why would they want to take it off of the book, off the shelves in a library?
Well, that sounds very small-minded town. I don't know. That, to me, it's the opposite of what should be happening.
Yeah, there's been a whole lot of discussion about it, and I saw one school that sent home a letter to parents, and it basically said that they're not discouraging kids from watching this, but they think that after kids watch it, then they wanted parents to be open to talking about something like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally agree. I mean, whether you realize it or not, I think everyone has been affected by something like this, especially young kids in high school and college. I mean, I had a good friend in college who committed suicide, and I know other people who've done it, and I just, you know, if no one's talking about it, then I don't think then you can stop it.
Okay.
Right.
All right. So it's good to know what the story behind the story is. Thank you. Conan O'Brien, a little hot water because supposedly he stole some jokes from a San Diego writer, and so there's plagiarism. Where is there an original thought? Tell me the last time you think you had an original thought. Come on. Isn't people that steal.
Well, Conan has writers, right? So one of his writers stole. But see,
he
that's so.
That's not misleading.
Yeah. But that does happen a lot with headlines.
Of course.
Conan stole a joke. Well, no, Conan just is given jokes from his writers.
That's it. New American Idol judges, including former contestant Chris Daughtry. Daughtry.
Yeah.
So how's he going to be? We're stacking up every day. We're sort of comparing the judges for American Idol and the other shows. I think The Voice and America's Got Talent. Simon Cowell has decided he's going to. Is he on both The Voice and America's Got Talent?
No, he's just on America's Got Talent, but he's on NBC, so that's his network now, and he's not going to deviate. So he says no, and then Jennifer Hudson and Kelly Clarkson, who came from American Idol, are going to The Voice. And then if you get Chris Daughtry, to me, he's so boring. He came in fourth place. He didn't even win Idol.
Well, that's the thing. He was moderately successful right after the show, but when was the last time he had a song? It's been years.
I think Idol just needs to hang it up before they even get going.
I think what they've done is they've now figured out how to get Ryan. See, I think there was a lot of drama created to get promotion for the show. I think Ryan was always, that was part of his deal with ABC, was always going to host Idol. That's how they
Ryan
got it.
Ryan is so smart, though, and it feels like it really feels like a sinking ship.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would attach my name with it again.
Katy Perry is rumored to be in talks to be a judge, but even she's not enough to float the whole show.
No, they need some heavyweights.
Yeah.
They do need some heavyweights. Bring some of the old people back. Anyway, speaking of Ryan and Kelly, the entertainment media is trying to make a big deal. I saw this headline. I think we were talking about it off the air earlier.
Mm-hmm.
How Ryan Seacrest is already at odds with his co-host, Kelly. They're not at odds. She just said to him, do you think you're going to have enough time to do the other show, that is American Idol? That's all she said. That was it.
And she has a right to be concerned. Look what Strahan did to her.
Yeah, exactly.
She has every right.
Yeah. Well, he was no good, and Ryan's not no good.
Right.
It's a double negative, which means he's okay. So, he's an entrepreneurial guy. Let him give him some room, and it'd be good promotion for her show as well. That's how that works.
Yeah.
21 after the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
We use cell phones against our heads every day, but now a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Your body now. I'm a slave for you. It's Britney Spears. Need a vacation tonight. So how do you have a vacation tonight and she wants the body now? How does that work?
Sounds like a honeymoon to me.
Oh, we'll have to check with Victoria after her honeymoon. I heard you talking about staying at the Ritz-Carlton for $40 a night.
Oh, well, no, I'll tell you about that later. That's okay. Kara, my mic was supposed to be off.
All right, so Britney Spears has a lot of iconic costumes in her history of performing. And most of them, I don't know, there's not much material. But the ones I've seen, she's... She carries her weight around so that you can see most of it, if you will. So anyway, there are people who want to spend $100,000 to buy this collection up at auction. The items for sale are outfits worn during her snake featuring I'm a Slave for You MTV video back in 2001. And let's see here. Her Me Against the Music video, which had Madonna in it, as well as her jeans, ripped Dallas Cowboys jersey that she wore as a guest star during Aerosmith's Super Bowl halftime show in 2004. So let's see here. 2 days left on the auction, 188 bids. The bid is at $99,995. So
that's a lot of money.
Say,
I mean, I know collectors spend it, but
was there a reserve put on all this stuff?
I think the reserve was $100,000. So it may be over that at this point, but
This is not Britney's stuff, though. By the way, this belongs to somebody else. It's just trying to cash in on her name and her success.
Well, it's someone who's been collecting, right, for a while.
Her stuff, yeah, right. Yeah. Since 2003, apparently. Britney auctioned them off then. To clean things up. But she's become enough of a... she's one of those wonders, in terms of what we were talking about earlier on, what musical stars will remain in 100 years? Will we still know who Britney Spears is, do you think?
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
I do. Not like a voice like, you know, Whitney Houston or anything like that, but I think as a pop icon, you'll know Madonna, you'll know Britney Spears, for sure.
All right, here's a name you will know, I believe, in my own wheelhouse anyway, my own world. Lionel Richie is someone whose success will carry him forward because of songs like this. Crank this up, Charlie. I'm not actually a huge Commodores fan or a Lionel Richie fan, but there's some things that he does, and this is one of them. I think it's one of the songs that sticks. Anyway, he was the commencement speaker in Boston at the Berklee College of Music over the weekend. He accepted an honorary degree, which is what you sort of do when you bring somebody in like that to do the commencement speech. I remember when I brought Ed McMahon to be the commencement speaker at Heidelberg about 10 years ago. We gave him an honorary degree. I think that's just what they do.
That's
anyway,
nice,
Richie
yeah.
talked about choosing songwriting versus performing as a career. Told the graduates, quote, "You're sitting in prime seats to tell the world what's on your mind," assuming that that's musically speaking. Here's among five music industry professionals who got an honorary degree. Doctor of Music, also getting the degrees, Lucinda Williams, Todd Rundgren, Neil Portnow, and I don't know who this is, Shin Jong Hwang. Who's that?
I don't know, but I'm going to guess. I'm going to profile and say classical music.
Okay. All right, yeah. Todd Rundgren is an interesting character in his own right. He's just a character. His music is it's really unique. I find him very unique. So, good luck. That's good. Ronald Rich, congratulations to all of the winners. 28 past the hour.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for love in your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If you've got kids, you've got stains. The best way to stop them from sticking around is to treat them quickly. For most stains, soak the fabric in cold water, then pre-treat before laundering. For stains from grass, ice cream, or other dairy, pre-soak using a product containing enzymes. And if mud is leaving a mark, pre-treat those with a paste of powdered laundry detergent. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Is that a train I hear in the background? The choo-choo train?
Right. The train of freedom. Freedom of thought. 34 half the hour. DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn not here today. Victoria Keelan is, however, at On Air Victoria. Kara Schillen is here at C. Schillen at Doug Steffen. Facebook.com/DJV show. Here we are to keep you on the go and in the know. The best way for you to do that is to be a good performer. And I like to think that many of the stories that we tell and the things that we get involved in here conversationally are a way to make you think about how your life is going, what's going on with other people, successful people. Are you as successful as you would like to be? Are you, Victoria, as successful as you were capable? You think you're, okay, we were talking about Kelly and Ryan and how she and he get along, how it's working. It's kind of like what's going on here. You need me on the wall, but you can
okay, Jack Nicholson.
when I'm not here, it's a different program, but yet the program continues. And that was the same. I mean, Kelly's been doing it by herself. Well, I don't, it is and it isn't a big deal. When we consider the fact that I'm on the air 5 or 6 hours a day, every day, and I don't feel like it's heavy lifting. I actually like doing the hour by myself earlier on because it gives me a chance to toot in a way that I don't with the rest of the program when you and Jennifer and Kara are here. So, but I was thinking about how to take advantage of the opportunities. Ryan helps her in that 1 hour, but it's, you know, she was doing it all by herself. And, yeah, is it a little bit of work? Can it be hard work? Yeah, it could be, but she's also getting paid $20 million a year. So I think that that's a way to encourage you to continue to think about what you're doing and be prepared for what you're doing, because that gives you more opportunity for advancement. And I think that that's the way we're working here. I think that's the way it works in any business, actually. You gotta, everybody's gotta work together. Most successful people I know how to work well with other people.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it on your own.
Yeah.
You can't, you can't do it on your own.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying to Kara, we were talking during the break about the Kelly and Ryan dynamic, and it's just, I said to Kara, one of the things I noticed in watching the show yesterday morning, which is the first full episode I've seen of them together, mm-hmm. it must be so nice. Kelly looks so relaxed that it must be so nice for her to no longer have to do all the heavy lifting herself. Now, we're used to doing a live show, so we kind of pick up on things that maybe the regular audience wouldn't. But what that means is you're paying attention to the guests.
All the times you screw up and I save you.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
So all the, you know, when Kelly is interviewing a guest and she has to be aware of what time it is and she has a producer in her ear and then she has Gelman waving at her and all these things that she's doing by herself. And even when she had Michael Strahan there, he wasn't really much of a help.
Nah.
And now to have Ryan, who is such a pro, one of they were doing one of those stupid family dance-off things, you know, that kind of stuff that I don't like. But, you know, there was Kelly. She was on the stage talking with the families. Ryan, you know, it looked like they were about to go to a break. And Ryan's just able to throw it to commercial in such an effortless way, because and she didn't even have to worry about it, and that must be so nice for her to have a real equal with her to make that hour. I bet that hour flies by for both of them.
Yeah, like
I mean,
here.
It does here for us.
When we're all done with the experience every day, we think, huh?
Yeah, how did it go by so fast? We
right.
do. Yeah,
yep.
We're lucky.
All right, food news time. The smoothie you make. I make a smoothie, and I use Super Beets in my smoothie. Everybody laughs at me.
Yes, I'm thinking of all the other things you dump into your smoothie,
too. I do dump
into
it. But you know what I haven't dumped in it, but I'm going to start, are guavas.
Oh.
Guavas are a key flavor in Latin America, and they're in the juices there. When you go to the Caribbean, for example, everybody's drinking guava juice.
It's
really good. It's very good. So they put it in everything. The fruit of a little tree, an evergreen tree, that is just in the Caribbean. You can find it sometimes in South America. In traditional Chinese medicine and folk medicine here in our country, guava has been valued for healing. It's a source of inflammation-fighting nutrients, antioxidants. It has fiber. It has flavonoids, beta-carotene, vitamin C, magnesium all in it. I think in the next hour we do.
That's super fruit that you just described.
Yeah,
right,
I'm
going
to talk to Jack about that.
Yeah,
I think that's a great thing for those of you who do smoothies, though, and you can get a hold of guava and then put it in the smoothie. That's the idea. High amount of vitamin C. It's good for your gums, that kind of stuff. A study from Brazil highlighted that eating guava for 12 weeks resulted in lower blood pressure, reduced cholesterol. Another study shows that guava seeds fight urinary infections and GI tract problems. So guava juices, G-U-A-V-A, guava. Use it in a sentence, Doug. I like guava in my smoothie. Do I get an A now? Guava.
Yes.
Okay. Also, interesting reality for those of you who like to eat. When you're on vacation, is there a reason that the food seems to be better or taste better when you're on vacation? There was a study about the science of taste and smell. And a biology professor who studies taste recalled one of his own travel-inspired changes of heart. He was in a trip to Japan, tried to enjoy a dish of grasshoppers cooked in teriyaki sauce. He said, can you imagine that?
Ooh.
I was at a party last night, and it was a political affair, and they were serving, this was at the local country club, they were serving raw oysters, and they had sushi all over the place. So I'm sitting at a table, and I'm talking to the guy who is the focus of the party, and some of the people that I know from town, and we're talking about eating this stuff, and so I went into my spiel. about how horrible it is to eat things that are raw, like eating raw oysters. You realize even now people are staying away from eating fried clams because the bellies aren't cooked. Unless you have clam strips, you really shouldn't eat those bellies because you don't know where the clams come from. You don't know what's in those bellies. Same with clams. The same with anything that's raw in that fish. You don't
I
know what's
never
in that
give up
stuff
oysters,
anymore.
Though. I love oysters
well,
so much.
I'm just telling you.
I know.
You're taking your life in your hands. If you get pregnant and you keep eating those oysters.
Oh, well, you can't. You can't do that. No, I know that. Yeah.
Anyway, the idea here is that when you travel, some of the things that you are happy to eat, you wouldn't even think about eating at home, like the stuff I was just talking about. You go to a restaurant. I wouldn't eat that stuff at home, but yeah, I'll eat it at a restaurant, especially if I'm down in the Caribbean or I'm in Europe or somewhere. Caviar, another thing. Ah, horrible. Horrible for you. Just
you're a guy who lives on two of the in the best spots on each coast, and you do not like anything from the sea.
No. Well, I do. But I'm staying sort of away from them because I think that there now has become a reason to be concerned, frankly, about them. So, anyway, that's that story. I promised you a discussion of the connection between the American Legion and the Veterans Affairs Office. A lot of people who listen to this program are veterans of the service. This goes back to when I was a kid. And we had all of the focus and the problems with people that served in Vietnam. There are still so many problems. And so we have a gentleman here who is national commander, actually, of the American League, I'm sorry, American Legion, to talk about how they are helping some of the vets with the struggle that is unconscionable. So we'll get that focus in a matter of moments here with the DJV experience.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock.
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now. We have with us the commander of the American Legion, Charles Schmidt, elected national commander of the American Legion. There are 2.5 million men and women who belong to the Legion. And so he has great credibility when it comes to this group, probably the largest veterans organization in the United States. So he comes to us with authority in talking about veterans affairs. Let's start with what the American Legion believes here, Mr. Schmidt, when it comes to the men and women who have served us. Whether it was a just war or not isn't the question ever. It's how they're treated when they come back. And this is a continuing problem, isn't it?
Well, first of all, good morning, Doug and Victoria. It's great to be with you. I think we had a discussion probably about 6 months ago.
Yes.
And I appreciate the opportunity to come in and visit with you this morning.
Happy to have you.
The American Legion is obviously has a vested interest in the Veterans Administration, as we were very instrumental in getting the Veterans Administration started in the early 1920s. At that time, it was first known as the Veterans Bureau.
Right, after World War
One. It was a result of the Doughboys at the end of World War One was concerned about taking care of their buddies. And as you know, that was a brutal war, just like any other war.
Mm-hmm.
But World War One left many of those Doughboys physically and mentally harmed. And I don't think the our government at that time was prepared to take care of them once they all came home, and thus the Veterans Bureau, which later became the Veterans Administration, was formed. We are the American Legion. We are work with the VA. We believe in the VA. Being the largest healthcare system in the United States, like any other healthcare system, does have some imperfections, and we believe it's a system worth saving, because what other healthcare system has dealt with veterans so long and understands veterans as a result of their time in service, their time in war, those wounds, those diseases, you know, prostheses and amputations. What better system understands that's been dealing with them for so many years?
Well, the thing that frustrates so many people, Mr. Schmidt, the thing that frustrates so many Americans is that they're still being treated. There's an inequality in the services. There are some places that I've talked to veterans that they feel the veterans' service is fabulous. The VA healthcare system is great. And then you talk to others. I mean, this line of people waiting to get treated 5 years for 80,000 veterans, that's not acceptable. And we keep having these conversations no matter who's in charge. And nothing really, it seems to me, and I think the public agrees with this, although I don't see there ought to be some people all up protesting in the street. You want to protest something that's worthwhile, this is it. But I don't see that it's really, we're not really getting to the root of the problem, are we?
Well, I think that we're continuing to work with VA to help them understand. And, of course, as I said, we believe it's a system worth saving. And we're friends of the VA. And friends, Doug, are honest with friends. Mm-hmm. And as you know, in 2014, the American Legion stood up and said, something has to change at the VA. Because at that time, the accessibility was a problem. It continues to get better. It may not be to the satisfaction of some veterans. Previously, the quality of health care was a challenge, and that has gotten better. And I've had discussions with the new VA secretary as well as the previous VA secretary. Dr. Shulkin, the new VA secretary, has some goals of improving the VA. We support those changes. Particularly the appeals modernization bill that's going to help those 80,000 or even more that have a claim. And, of course, the appeals process, which is if you have a claim that's denied or you may not like the decision, the veteran has a right to appeal. And that process has taken years. And we have told the VA, in my March 1st, testimony before the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, we have expressed that that is unacceptable. The process was reviewed last year during the 114th Congress. The VA got with several of the veterans organizations, and they figured out a process to enhance this appeals process.
All right. Well, as something we'll keep our fingers crossed that you can continue to stay active in, and the American Legion can move the Veterans Affairs officials along the way. Charles Schmidt, the commander of the American Legion here.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Look out, here comes Spider-Man. No, look out, here comes Chuck Curry, our movie man. All right, so why are we playing this?
Because it was a story that came out yesterday that tracking numbers for the new Spider-Man movie, which comes out in July, Spider-Man Homecoming, it will be a very popular movie attraction this summer, tracking at around $140 million opening weekend. The last Spider-Man movie, which was released by Sony Pictures with Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, did $91 million in its opening frame and did a pretty quick fade, only doing $200 million at the box office. That sounds like a lot, but for these big-budget films, it's not quite so much. But this was an unprecedented deal where Sony granted the rights to Marvel, which can do no wrong, access to creating and producing, hiring cast director for a new Spider-Man movie. Young actor named Tom Holland's going to play Spider-Man, and Robert Downey Jr., who plays Iron Man, co-stars in that movie. Trailers look great, and I'm excited to see it. What about you, Doug?
I wouldn't waste my time. How many people, though, go? It's the same show over and over again, right?
Yeah, I guess you have a point, but as you know, people like these characters. I mean, if anytime there's a new Batman movie, I get excited about it. I'm going to be there.
I get excited about James Bond movies, Indiana Jones movies, Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
This is a different story.
But
these are the same stories over
this
and over.
This one looks different, though.
This
one looks different in the sense that no other superhero's genesis has had a mentor that's another established superhero. So that is kind of a cool twist on the new Spider-Man.
That is a twist. I do agree with you there.
All right.
Doesn't excite you, Doug?
No.
No. Well, let's see. It doesn't need me to go. I prefer the more provocative movies. I did enjoy I don't enjoy using that word, but I got a lot out of going to see The Dinner the other night. It's a lot to think about. And I think every once in a while, I just want to go to the movies to zone out. I don't want to think about anything. But
right.
Once in a while, you hit something, they'd get you, and that one certainly got me.
You know, there's another adult-oriented art house film coming out this Friday. We booked it. It's called Norman, another Richard Gere movie. I'm actually looking forward to seeing.
What's that about? Is that the
He plays. I didn't see the trailer, but I guess he plays I think it's based on a true story of a New York financier who took a big fall. I don't know if it's like a riff on the. What's that guy who Richard Dreyfuss plays in the TV movies?
Whatever his name is.
But, I know what you're saying. Robert De Niro's going to play him in a movie, too, coming out.
Really? Ah,
yeah. Madoff. I think it's similar in tone, I believe.
Yeah. All right. Chucker has some things. Chucker is our expert here on the DJV show when it comes to movies. When it comes to TV, videos, downloads, all that stuff, Chucker's the man. So more coming up in a moment here.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. Except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Hi, Chucker. Let's talk about, you were just talking about Love Actually being on television instead of in the movie.
There's going to be a sequel to Love Actually, which is very popular holiday-themed film, which is now what I've been, like, is it 15, 20 years old? Yeah. NBC is going to air a 20-minute sequel. It's 30 minutes with the commercials, bringing back the entire original cast except for Emma Thompson. I don't know why she didn't come back, but they got...
She didn't come back because what's-his-face is dead.
Alan Rickman.
Yeah, I guess that's the reason. So they got Hugh Grant, Andrew Lincoln, Keira Knightley, Laura Linney. The trailer looks like a lot of fun. Going to air on NBC May 25th. It's 20 minutes long, 30 minutes with commercials, but it looks like the cast is having a blast, and that should be a nice event for NBC.
May 25th is the last night of spring ratings. It ends on the Thursday, the 25th. That's being.
And one other bit of TV news, Doug. Fox is undecided whether to bring back 24 Legacy. This season starred the actor Corey Hawkins. I thought it was a mixed result creatively. I'd like to see it come back with a female lead, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that'd be a good gimmick. Yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland will not come back because Designated Survivor has been renewed for a second season, so you're not going to see Jack Bauer.
Yeah, that's a good show, too. All right, Chucker, good job.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.